Hello, I am your host, Dr. Tan with Tana Ministries. Welcome to I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Again, thank you for tuning in to this podcast. I pray that you are blessed and definitely encouraged. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your host, Dr. Tan, with Tana Ministries, and this is I Speak Life Inspirational Podcast. Tonight, I wanted to give you some inspiration nuggets concerning a shifting in the atmosphere. And so this particular podcast is going to be entitled, There's a Shifting in the Atmosphere. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. And we thank you for what you will do. For we know that we are nothing without you. And all that we have is because of you. So, Lord, we just praise your holy name. We give you all the praise. Scripture says that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. And so, Lord, we just lift up our hands on high. We thank you for all things. We thank you for everything that we have. We thank you for life. We thank you for this day, this moment. We thank you even in the midst of our trials and tribulations, for you tell us to count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations, knowing that it worketh our patience. But you promised us that you would never leave us nor forsake us, and wherever we go, you said that you would be with us even unto the end of time. And so, Lord, we just thank you for it. We ask you, Lord, to speak to our hearts, cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, prick our spirit to allow us to do your will and not our own. Lord, we recognize that there is a shifting taking place. Let us take heed to it. Let us draw nigh to you. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. Lord, we know that you can do anything but fail. We just thank you because we know that you are in full control. You sit high and you look low. There's a shifting. And so even when we get discouraged, even when we are disappointed, frustrated, Lord, we understand that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, to whom have been called according to his purpose. There's a shifting. So, Lord, on tonight, we just ask you to bless us anyhow. to touch us, to give us grace and mercies, for your mercies are new every morning. To lead, guide, and direct us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Let us be willing vessels. Let us be kingdom builders, edifiers in this journey, this life, this faith walk. Lest we forget all that you've done for us. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. So Lord, we just thank you right now to continue to watch over us, to cover us, to encamp your ministering angels all around us, that we have nothing missing, nothing broken, that we be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, that you put a hedge of protection around us, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. There's a shifting taking place. And this is not an ordinary shift. It will require us to stretch, to press, to bend, and to think outside of our comfort zone. For so long, being comfortable has been our place of peace. And we have grown to associate comfort with progress, even when we move slow toward our goal. But now there's a heightened sense of urgency, one that can't be denied. Being comfortable is the catalyst for stagnation. Familiarity is the result of worldly acceptance that is mistook for godly peace. Settling is a sense of not facing the turbulence that comes with change, but the shifting is a sign that things can't stay the same. This shifting is causing believers to come up a little higher, to ascend in our thinking, to increase in our trust, and to activate our faith in such a way that has never been done before. This stretching, this pulling, this pressing, this bending that is taking place is shaping us into a new creation in Christ. Behold, old things have passed away. All new things have become new. This shifting represents the ongoing personal transformation that curtails worldly systems and replaces it with spiritual wisdom. In essence, spiritual growth. Romans 12:2 tells us, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." The ability to shift, to adapt, to change direction when guided by the Holy Spirit is essential for spiritual growth and impact. You can't continue to do the same thing over and over again and expect change. This shifting will require you to activate participation in your faith walk, to walk by faith and not by sight, so that you can see the harvest of your expectancy. This shift involves shifting in positions. Esther shifted in position. She was an orphan raised by her cousin Mordecai that outwitted Haman to secure a future for her people. From orphanhood to queenhood, she embraced the shift, and her purpose shifted her into abundance. There's a shift in your position. Some of you are shifting now. You're in the midst of a shift. Embrace this season. It might feel that you're being stretched and pulled from one side to the other, but this is necessary. The shifting is necessary, for nothing good will he withhold from you. The shifting is necessary for your next season of elevation. Embrace it. There's a shifting in location. God told Abraham to go where he sent him. Abraham was instructed by God to leave his country, his people, and his father's house and journey to a land that God would show him. And he established a new nation. Some of you are being shifted into a new location. It could be local. It could be international. It could be a spiritual relocation. But God is speaking because there's a shifting in the atmosphere. And your friends can't shift you in position. They can't shift you in location. People, places, power trips, prestige, it's all priced with a temporary tag that is set to expire. But only expectancy, longevity, abundance, overflow, grace and mercy, favor and the anointing from the Most High is tied to the shift that is raising up a standard that only God can orchestrate. And we know that what he ordains, he maintains. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. Can you feel it tonight? God is speaking, but are we listening? He's shifting us into position. He's shifting us into places. He's raising up a new standard. There's a change taking place. He's shifting in our environments, which means that he's shifting the communication and associations. People that you are tied to, that are not spiritually aligned, that are not a part of your assignment. God is shifting your environment, your associations, your communications for such a time as this. There's a separation that's taking place, a shifting. Shifting in your environment. Remember the Saul-Paul conversion? Saul was a persecutor of God's people. But when the shift happened, he became an advocate for God's people. And this environmental shift is happening. Saul could not deny the power of God. He is so powerful that the shifting that took place converted a persecutor on the road to Damascus to an advocate. Do you feel the shift? Do you feel the Holy Spirit speaking to you about the shift that is taking place in your life? Embrace the shift. Don't deny it. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. Allow God to shift you in position, to shift you in your environment, to shift you in your location. And not only is he shifting in the position and shifting in the location, shifting in the environment, there's a shifting in leadership. there's a shifting in leadership. David was chosen as a young shepherd's boy to do great things. His experience in leading the sheep would ultimately correlate to leading as king. Even while he was young, he was in preparation for the shift that would grant him access to reign over those that thought he wasn't qualified. Moses led for a period of time. The children of Israel, he crossed the Red Sea to set them up at the brink of the Promised Land. And then Joshua, the shift took place, and Joshua took reign, and he was tasked with leading God's people into victory over insurmountable odds and enemies. And although their leadership styles were unique and different, their mindset was the same: to go with God, to let him lead. His purpose should be our commitment, and we should be committed to his plan. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. There's also a shifting in our perspective, our understanding, our thinking. As a man thinketh, so is he. Habakkuk, he wrestled with not understanding God's actions and perfect timing. He questioned why God would use the Babylonians to punish Judah when both of them were evil. He felt that the Babylonians were even worse. If they were worse. And in his mind, he felt that God wasn't doing enough, or he felt that he was silent when all these things were transpiring. But ultimately, he decided to trust God. Because we have to remember that God's ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. Habakkuk had to shift his thinking to garner a peace that surpassed all understanding. The truth of the matter is, we try to figure out God's plan, and when we do that, we only get frustrated and confused and disappointed and disgusted. But when we trust him and allow him to lead, he promised to keep us in perfect peace. So we have to let God be God, and we have to do what only we can do, and that is to walk by faith, obey his commandments, and seek his face. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. Trust him tonight. a shifting in the atmosphere. And because there's a shifting in the atmosphere, we have to learn to embrace it and how to recognize the shift. When Jesus taught, there was evidence that perspective changed, blindness dissipated, and the light of the world permeated their hearts. Sorrow turned into joy, frustration turned into peace, hopelessness was overtaken by faith. Empathy, compassion, love, and understanding showed up. And sometimes, while we're experiencing the shift, a feeling of uncertainty happens, but it's not a feeling of doom or despair. It's a feeling of something bigger than you, something greater than where you are. It's a sense of urgency, a desire to seek Him more, to pray more, to search the scriptures more, to be in His presence more. It's a thirst that can't be quenched unless you're seeking Him. And while in the shift, a new kingdom connections will unfold. New ideas and resources will announce themselves. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. So don't hold back. Don't hide behind the wall of fear. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So go ahead and step out of the boat of complacency and walk on the water of faith. Peter walked and pressed toward the mark of the high calling and only began to sink when he took his eye off Jesus. Never stop looking to the hill from whence all your help cometh. For there is a shifting in the atmosphere.
My brain is shifting the atmosphere.
There's a shifting in the atmosphere.
I believe it.
It is here to take you higher, to draw you closer to your Lord and Savior. Will you yield your desires to seek His will? He wants to shift you into your greater. For your latter days will be greater than your former days. But you have to be willing to follow His lead. Shift now. Don't stay stuck. There's a shifting in the atmosphere. I pray that tonight you heard something that will shift you into your next, into your greater, into your predestined purpose that God has ordained and predestined for you. May God's grace abound, blessings to you, until we speak again. Good night, and God bless.
Your worship has passed.